name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. At the beginning of Lent, a few weeks ago, several of us gathered up on the second floor of the parish house for Lent 101. It was this chance for kids and their caregivers to explore what Lent is about. And one of the things that we did was take a small, rough wooden heart like this and sand it down and dye them this deep red and then polish them with beeswax. Here's how mine ended up. It was a way for us to explore the verse from Psalm 51 that says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And it was this embodied way of imagining our hearts changing for the better because of God's love. And then we had this nice little reminder that we could carry with us. Using our senses, engaging our bodies, reflecting on what we've just done. That's how we learn. Whether it's how to ride a bike, or how to cook a certain meal, or even how to love your neighbor. We use our senses, we engage our bodies. Hopefully we reflect a little bit on what we've done. And I think the liturgy that we are in the midst of right now gives us one of the greatest opportunities we get to practice the kind of love that Jesus showed and the kind of love that he commands us, this new mandate, this mandatum, this Maundy Thursday commandment, to love in that same kind of way. It's an embodied, it's an incarnate love. Jesus takes what is readily available to most of us, water, bread, and wine, our hands and our feet, and shows us what real power, what true strength and faithfulness looks like. And I think this service has three key movements or kind of hinge points. The first is the ritual act of foot washing. Today, the basins are out, the pitchers are full, and soon we're going to be invited to take our seat. And when we do that, we're letting ourselves be seen and cared for in a way that we're often pretty reluctant to do. It was an awkward experience 2,000 years ago, and it might be that today. Think back to Peter's words, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" It was hard for the disciples to understand what was happening. And it might be for you, and it might be for me too today. To the disciples, it wasn't so much that they were having their feet washed that was surprising, because that was an accepted and an expected act of hospitality towards guests. Think about how dusty and dirty your feet would be just after a day of traveling or just moving about town in ancient Palestine. What was shocking to them was that it was Jesus doing this. It was usually a servant or even the guests themselves who would wash their own feet. And yet here is Jesus, teacher and Lord, wrapping a towel around his waist and kneeling to wash their feet, showing them again what love and action looks like and what it feels like. The embodiment of love that Jesus entered into that night so many years ago, it's before us again, and we get invited to participate. And so you might choose to come forward and let somebody wash your feet. Maybe it's going to be somebody that you know. Maybe it'll be me. Maybe it's going to be a stranger who you're never going to see again. You might also choose to wash someone else's feet. And every time I've done this, it's been really powerful. And I don't know about you, but for me, the much harder experience is for me to take my place in the seat and let someone wash my feet, than kneel and wash someone else's feet. But I need that reminder that this is how Jesus sees me and how Jesus wants to care for me, that he would willingly kneel before me to offer this act of care and hospitality and love. And even more than that, I need the reminder to allow and to invite him to care for me in this kind of way. Christ doesn't need our put-together, everything just so, get it just right for the picture selves. Jesus sees us and loves us for who we are right now. And all that is asked of us is to receive that love and then to turn around and show it and share it to other people. The second movement of today's service is recalling the institution of the Lord's Supper. We're reminded that on this night, Jesus gathered at the table with his friends, he broke bread with them, and gave us the gift that we call the Eucharist. Later in the service, we're going to come to this table to be fed, not just with bread and wine, but the belief that Christ is really present here with us. And we call it the Last Supper, but it's really the beginning. When we remember Jesus in the breaking of the bread, we also let our lives be remembered, put back together again in a new way. After we've been fed by that love that leads with openness and hospitality, and we get this little taste of the fullness of new life that's being given to all of us. Time collapses for just a second, and we stand or kneel beside all those who have gone before us, all those who will come after us who are hungry to remember Jesus. Finally, tonight at the 7 o'clock service, the altar appears going to be stripped. All the signs of adornment from kneelers and candlesticks, even the big cross itself, will be removed, and the altar will be bare, and we'll leave in silence. And this culminates so much of what today is about. It's about a love that lays bare, that leaves everything on the table. The love of Jesus. The love that Jesus has for you and for every single person. Every Tuesday in Holy Week, clergy gather in their various dioceses across the country and across the globe to renew their ordination vows. And our crew joined the Diocese of Washington folks at the cathedral on Tuesday. And at the invitation to communion, we heard the words that I'm going to share in just a moment. And I've heard them used before in other services, but they stood out to me this week in particular as a reminder that Christ meets us where we are. His invitation is steadfast and faithful, despite my attempts to hide or my reluctance to accept it. Here's what we heard. Come when you are fearful to be made new in love. Come when you are doubtful to be made strong in faith. Come when you are regretful and be made whole in Christ. Come to Christ's table, there is room for all. Today we're gathered here and we're companions on the way. We're those who believe, we're those who want to believe, and there's some of us who just barely made it into the door. And we stand on the threshold of everything that Christ offers us and everything that Christ asks of us. Lord, help us to lay down what we're carrying, the things that weigh us down. Help us to unclench our fists so that we can open them and be fed by you, and then take that nourishment into the world. Help us take off our outer layers, our socks and our shoes, yes, but also those facades that we put up to the world. And let the waters of your grace wash over us and give us strength to do so that when we pray, we can move our feet toward healing, justice, and love. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Amen.